I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Last night in American Legion Baseball, Viroqua, Legion 18U, defeated Fenimore 19U Post Railers by a score of 6-5. There's plenty of local baseball tonight. Michael Hernan has more.
Thursday night is a big night for Night League home talent baseball action. Here's the aerial game starting in the Northwest section. Cazenovia will be at Reedsburg. Wisconsin Dells travels to Sauk Prairie. Arena will be at Mazomanie, and Plain will travel to Dodgeville. Other games in the region, Hollandale will be at Ridgeway, and Cross Plains will be at Black Earth. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Tonight in Church League softball, they are makeup games being played. On the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, the Mission plays Richland Baptist Temple 1, with Richland Baptist Temple 2 providing the umpires. At 8:15 on the East, Bethel Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 2, with the Mission umpiring. On the West Diamond at 7, St. Mary's will take on Church of the Nazarene, Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire, and at 8:15, Free Methodist plays Boscobel Assembly of God, with St. Mary's umpiring. Regularly scheduled games will be played on Tuesday of next week. Another evening of makeup games from July 2nd will take place on Thursday, July 25th, 2 weeks from tonight. An updated schedule with the makeup games has been published on the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Brewers blanked Pittsburgh last night 9-0 behind 8 shutout innings from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers. Shortstop Willie Adames had 3 hits, his 14th home run, and 4 runs batted in. Reese Hoskins also had a home run. After putting up a dozen runs Tuesday, Myers kept Pirates hitters in a deep sleep last night. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him, and then he found his stuff again. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and, you know, we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. We scored a ton of runs with 2 outs, and that was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Tobias Myers on Bally Sports last night talked about his night.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good from the get-go out there in the outfield. So didn't know it was going to be a shutout, but I was really thrilled with the way it went. And defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat. It's a good game.
Here's manager Pat Murphy again.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times, but he was attacking. You know, you got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
The same two teams play this afternoon as they wrap up the 3-game series. Aaron Civale will be on the mound for Milwaukee. In other games from last night, it was the Mets 6-2 over Washington, Philadelphia 4, the Dodgers 3, Colorado 6-5 over Cincinnati, Arizona 7-5 winners against Atlanta. In the American League, the White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1, Minnesota won the nightcap 3-2, Detroit 5, Cleveland 4, Yankees 2-1 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 5, Boston 2, and the LA Angels beat Texas 7-2. The Cardinals lost 2 to Kansas City, 6-4 and 8-5. The Cubs were winners against Baltimore, 4-0. Seattle 2, San Diego 0. Houston 9-1 over Miami. Toronto 10 and San Francisco 6. University of Wisconsin Athletics is a big business in Madison. Badger Sports were good for $150 million in revenue during the last fiscal year. USA Today has compiled the dollar figures, and Wisconsin comes in 22nd among all colleges. Ohio State was number one last year with gross revenues of $251 million. Texas trailed that narrowly at $239 million. A $7 billion television deal just worked out by the Big Ten Conference means those revenue figures will only go higher. Former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers still wants a reunion with one of his top targets. Wide receiver Davante Adams confirms that the future Hall of Fame passer wants him to move from Las Vegas to New York. Adams made the comments during an appearance on FanDuel TV. He and current Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs became good friends when they played together with the Raiders, and Jacobs says the idea is not dead, at least for Rodgers. Adams says he's staying in Vegas, but Rodgers does keep trying. For USA Basketball, the road to the Paris Olympics has started, with Anthony Davis scoring 13, Stephen Curry 12. The U.S. opened its tune-up schedule for the Paris Games by topping Canada 86-72 on Wednesday night. Drew Holiday had 11 points, and Anthony Davis finished with 10 for the U.S. Derek White has been named to the U.S. men's basketball team for the Olympics as a replacement for Kawhi Leonard. The announcement Wednesday from USA Basketball marked the first shakeup to a roster that was announced in the spring. Jefferson Lerma scored in the 39th minute, and Colombia played a man short the entire second half in a 1-0 win over Uruguay. Colombia extended its unbeaten streak to a team record 28 games. Greg Berhalter was fired as U.S. men's soccer coach 9 days after his team's first-round exit from Copa America. Flame doubts he was the right person to remain in charge for the 2026 World Cup. Marquette has completed the non-conference basketball schedule for its men's team. The Golden Eagles have agreed to a home and home series with Dayton. The first game will be played in Ohio December 14th. Dayton will be a good test after putting up a 25-8 record last season. The Flyers lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart was director of basketball operations at Dayton from 2001 through 2003. The Golden Eagles' non-conference schedule includes 3 games against Big Ten teams. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.